Okay, so this is D&D Encounters, the Beyond the Crystal Cave, and this is the finale. This is the week 13 of 13. So can everybody quickly go around and tell me who you're playing, characters you're playing? So we'll start here.
Lark Song, Satyr, Paladin, Fey Beast, Tamer.
Okay. Fuhrer, Dwarf, Rogue.
Sarah O'Connell, Human Seeker, and Sealy Agent.
I am Gardas, Dwarf and War Priest.
I am Shiva, Elven Cleric, War Priest.
I am Zathras, the Wild and Monk from the Sylvain Sea Lord, and I have acquired the title The Useless.
And I've been in. No, I'm in Tyler Cloak. I hate my group!
I'm calling you that for now. Hey, Useless.
Okay, so
it's a full type.
So if you remember, so you guys fought and defeated Calbon, and now you're gonna go up the watery staircase to basically face the hag. And this is where you're gonna come out. This is where the top on that one. So near the top of the spiral watery stairway, a fresh-faced female half-elf who has black hair walks gracefully among the statues in the garden house that has a clear dome. Her plain gray robes and gnarled staff are old, considering her breathtaking beauty. Although the open doors on either side of the house is rooftop palace garden. To the left side, the garden has a mound upon which Juliana reclines, unmoving. When the fey female notices you step onto the landing, her lip twists into a frown. No longer have we cause for conflict, my intrepid ones. I have what I desire, and I forgive your trespasses. Serve me, and I shall grant your fondest wishes.
Ooh, I like her.
I ask her, what can she offer me?
She hot.
She's described as that. She offers you your fondest wishes, whatever your wish.
Sweet.
Roll up the damage.
Okay, since I'm a character that brought a copious amount of wine with me.
And you can hear Julian in the other room weeping.
I offer.
Well, I hear nothing.
I hate my group, so I'm probably gonna join.
I will smack you in the back of the head.
You all will be leaving behind.
Before I leave,
killing you.
I pick up my weapon.
Yeah, I assume you got all your swag.
We picked them up and ran into the room before the guards, the staff just came after us.
Well, John plus a
every time
somebody drops. Okay. Yeah, I'm tired of doing all the work, so I joined.
She offers you fondest wishes, and you guys are clearly like, no, we're not interested.
What is wrong? Three of us joining. We're joining her.
No, we're not.
Yes,
three for joining.
She doesn't get immediate unanimous support, so she's like, oh, screw this. So the hag laughs, and foul energy washes over the garden. Dead branches, roots, and foliage form into small, evil-looking plant creatures.
I knew the Wilden was bad luck.
No shit. Yeah.
These are
unusual. We should have killed the dumb guy.
We can still burn him.
We can.
He would make a nice campfire.
So let me,
he would.
Your answer to everything is burn them.
I have a fire attack.
Very skeptical. It doesn't like
you are rather useless, but you might make a nice coaster for my drink.
Okay, I was pretty good at
your life as adventurer was useless. Your life as a coffee table, superb.
I was pretty good at begging the pixies not to kill us. So can I beg her to let me come with her?
You do that.
I will join. I will slaughter every one of my friends.
I am pretty good at smacking people in the back of the head with a mace.
I don't care.
I will start with this motherfucker right here.
I will knock you unconscious before you can even beg.
Well, apparently the
okay.
The
so she. Yeah, I just didn't plug it. I knew I had to.
That actually works.
No.
Looks okay. Like a chick.
It's got a vagina.
Wow. Dude looks like a lady.
So she's clearly going to attack you guys. She realizes you're here to save Juliana, and that's all there is to it.
Says you.
Yeah. Let's see. So it's bright daylight, so you have no problem seeing any plants. If you come out into the garden area, are difficult terrain where there's the dark green areas. The doors are wide open. The hill here is difficult terrain, and this would be where Julianne is. We'll use Calbon as the mini. The statues are blocking terrain, and the large statues are difficult terrain.
Juliana, my becomes a solid
platform which you can walk on, no problem. Okay, so I got Billy. You're up first, bud.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I like shooting.
You pull out your giant stick.
Ambush.
Giant bolt. Whatever.
Stay out tomorrow.
I have two. Okay, so ambush trick. I have to move in some fashion to within 5 squares of her.
So that'll do it.
Okay. With my crossbow.
Back on backstab too.
No, we found 17 versus AC.
Nope.
She's a big boss. She's a level 5 monster.
For a wizard, she's got a lot of health.
Gotta hit two to backstab. Okay.
No, it's just making an attack.
He's got a hit with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't want to blow it, like, on my first action.
Yeah. Okay. This is where it's a little confusing. She's got... Oh, these... So these guys are Zivorts, even though it describes them. There's...
Come on.
There's little...
Again?
There's little twig-like guys that come in later, which is the description, so... oh, here we go. Sorry, I missed this part. Radiant with power, the now beautiful hag raises her staff aloft. Love and faith have been the keys to my domain over this place, she says. Now I command the isle. Whatever fine emotion motivates you, pathetic fools, it shall also be your undoing. From the thick foliage of the roof garden, sword-wielding Zivorts creep towards you, their bulbous orange eyes flickering with malice. Sorry, so that's these two guys. They come up, and then you fire at her with the thing, and now it's these little dudes. And so these little dudes, what can they do? Oh, they're the...
They're minions. They have one.
Okay.
No,
so,
no, not.
They both can target that.
Trust me. They will fucking kill you.
Okay. So.
Slap you twice.
Can roll very well.
No, they will. Man. They almost killed the party 3 times over.
14 versus AC.
To me?
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna hit, is it?
No. I'm not that weak.
Okay, so they both fire at you and they both miss.
I can't hit shit, nothing can hit me.
Yep. Good. Okay, Adam, Naomi.
We should thin out the herd first, I guess. And 25
versus your AC? Remember, we're on the clock, we only got an hour. So.
I'm charging the
magic.
Yep.
Okay.
And whisper sweet nothings in her ear.
Oh yeah.
Stop going to sleep.
Trying not to.
Vengeful strike. 13 plus 8, so 21 versus AC.
That's bless you.
11 damage. Attacking on Holy Smite.
Okay.
So an extra 5.
Okay.
Bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
And
all right, Eric. Yeah.
Anything else, Adam? You charge, right? So no, your turn's done. Naomi.
Okay, so I'll do a blessing. I'll go up to her. Blessing battle.
Yep.
14.
Can you move one more, please, so I can
11.
Get
11.
All right, and next up is...
11 attack score? No, that's not enough.
Yeah.
Can you move up one more so I can get there?
Can you move that far?
Well, she was here.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, I'll action point it and do it again.
Okay. You don't have an action point. You used last time.
I never used my action point.
Oh, I thought you did. Okay, go ahead.
So that is 17 versus AC?
Nope.
11 accuracy.
Okay.
Might as well use it up. Finally. Okay, so 23.
That hits.
Okay, so 11 damage.
Oh, yeah.
And then Adam, you get the plus 2 to resist.
Yep.
Okay. Plus 2 to all damage.
Thanks, turn.
Yep. Let's see what she's going to do. She's going to do nothing but move, which will drop opportunity attacks for both of you guys.
Yep.
So I'll smack her one.
Actually, she'll charge or not.
I rolled a 17 on the die.
17 on the die?
Sorry, 17 on the die or 17 total?
17 on the die.
Yeah, so those are both hit.
So, 7.
15 damage.
13 damage.
Ooh.
28.
28 damage in total.
Yep. Okay, who's this?
She's attacking.
20 versus AC?
That'll hit him.
Then you turn to attack.
4 damage, and you have to make an attack on Adam. Yep.
Range basic attack.
Miss!
Fuck. Did you hit him?
Yeah.
Do damage.
Oh, wait, minus 2 to the damage because of the
enemy. To the attack score.
Oh, sorry.
I rolled a 3.
Minus to damage.
Plus all relevant modifiers.
Yeah.
Plus all the normal modifiers. Okay, John.
Spider Spirit.
Wait, where are you?
Right here.
Yeah, okay, go.
Spider Spirit on hack, fuck him. 19 on the die.
That hits.
Then she disappears. 19 damage.
Sorry?
19 poison damage, it matters.
No.
I'm done.
You're not dominating.
Trevor. Wait. Okay, hang on. I'm just gonna find this stupid power. Oh no, okay, you're good.
1, 2, 3, 4, I'm flanking. Gonna hit her with Levy of Judgment.
20 versus AC.
So, Wisdom versus AC. 6 plus a 5 plus 4 proficiency. Plus 11. 17 versus AC.
Nope.
Miss is half damage, so 2 weapon. My weapon is a D10.
It should say on there.
It's a Warhammer? Yeah, it's a D10.
So it's a D10.
Cool, I'm
4. 5. Plus 5 is 10. 11.
That was a 7. That was a 7.
That was a 7?
Yes.
No, that was a 1.
No, you were rolling it around. You had a 7 on the die first, and then you picked it up and moved it to a 1.
Okay, so apparently 5 plus 7 is 12, so 6 damage.
So it took damage. She commands you to your melee character?
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
I'm going to move in. So, yeah, that was 7 damage total. I'm going to use my action points. And then I'm going to use Earthen Hail mixed with Takedown Strike.
You sure you didn't use your action point last time?
No.
Okay.
Let's use a black one.
Which stops
now? That's 14.
Can I
that's
count that
19
as a move?
Versus Fortitude.
That is.
Alright, so that's 1 weapon, which is a D10. Where's my D10? There's my D10. So that's 9, plus 5 is 14, plus 3 is 17, and it takes another 5, so that's 22, and she is dazed.
Okay. Until what? Save ends or until the end of your turn?
No, she's knocked prone.
Done?
Yep.
Make a basic attack against Adam.
Me? You! Alright, basic attack?
Yep.
Miss.
Miss!
You take 5 damage for missing. Chris.
What? At least I didn't know. Alright, I am.
She slides you 2 squares. You get to attack. Sure. Basic melee attack.
Okay, like before.
Yep,
anything.
You are compelled to do it.
Okay. Crit.
So max dice, including your magic and your flurry of blows.
The magic binding dissipates.
Right.
What do you do to you?
Oh wait, yeah. Okay. So
automatic magic.
Maximum plus your extra d6 from your.
Oh, okay. You have a, so
that magic implement.
I have a superior implement, but not a magic implement.
Okay.
It gives me a plus 2, but I don't get the crit bonus. I get
okay,
plus 2.
Okay, so you would just do the maximum damage plus
okay.
The flurry blows damage.
So that's 12 damage.
Flies away from the garden.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a 9, a strength of 9. And I can't believe I wasted that crit. I'm gonna masterful spiral her, which is my daily.
I am at bloodied.
Oh, first I'm gonna draw a card.
Here, you put money there, because I keep...
Fracking! Okay, yeah, 9 versus reflex.
Not even close.
Okay, I'm going to action point, and I'm going to use...
Ragnar Luna suddenly materialized.
Where is it? Yeah, Enduring Champion.
Who's
the
13 versus Fortitude. Awesome.
Who's 13 does not hit Fortitude. Let's do half on this.
Oh, my deal is my Masterful Spiral did.
Your effects only take effect when you hit
or miss.
When they miss, too.
Hit or miss.
Okay, so then my master spell does...
Wait. Once before the end of the encounter, when an ally misses the target with an attack, you can use a free action to let that ally roll again.
Okay, and I'm guessing it's with the master of spiral? Okay.
You got an alien there? Yeah, use that one.
Awesome. 11 versus reflex.
No.
So I've got to do half damage for that. 12, 13, 17, so
8
damage, and I guess, yeah, so 8 damage, and I guess the action point action already affected.
Sorry, how much damage was that?
8. On my daily.
Yeah. And then you roll the miss with the action point, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, done?
Yep.
Okay, the little Zimorg. Oh, I'm sorry, Billy.
Last
go ahead. Okay, so Billy, she slides you 3 squares and compels you to attack Chris.
That's more than 3 squares. Weapon.
I'm
not holding a melee weapon.
Where was he?
He was here, wasn't he?
Yeah. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Then use your fist. You don't have a rapier?
He does.
I was using my
but it's not drawn.
She compels you to draw it and stab it.
Start farming. Oh my god!
The combat advantage?
Absolutely.
I think I hit him. 9 plus 2 key.
What's your armor class?
19. Oh, no, maybe not. 19 versus AC.
But you're within the amulet, so minus 2.
So
wait, does that include the plus 2 for combat advantage?
Yeah.
So then that's not going to hit.
So that's not going to hit?
No, because the amulet is the minus, gives you minus 2.
I got the blood amulet.
Okay. Now you can take your turn.
I'm killing that bitch.
Use your remember.
Now I can use my ambush trick.
Just move back.
See, she was trying to. If you would hit, she would have compelled to use your sneak dice. Then you couldn't use against her because you can only use it once per turn.
Sneak dice.
But you didn't hit, so you still got him.
Okay, I get ambush trick to somewhere within 5 squares of her.
Sounds like they're almost done.
They are done.
Yep. Okay, and backstab. I'm hitting this bit.
Okay. You're using the backstab this time?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Please.
Edits.
Okay. 4d6 plus 6.
Drink from it if you will and make
nice. 6, 6, 5.
This will definitely be better.
Okay. 17, 20, 26 points of damage.
26?
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else? You did a move and a standard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used it last time. But it was worth it, because we didn't die. Use up my encounter ability.
Where's your speed?
We have a bucket shot and a hard blow until a radiant female legend dressed in gold, jewels, and booming.
Wait, it says right on my sheet here. Load for
you.
To look it up.
Okay, Zimorg attacks the archer. Probably hit. 14 plus 6, 20 versus AC. And 21 versus AC.
Eat me.
So 10 plus 7, 17 damage. Are you bloody?
Yes!
Okay. Adam, then Naomi. Adam, you are compelled to attack.
But first things first.
Naomi.
Yep.
Basic melee attack.
Ragnar smiles.
Miss.
You take 5 damage for a miss.
Yep.
You take 5 damage for a miss as well. Did you take the 5 when you backstabbed a minute ago? When you were here?
No, we did not.
You take 5 damage for that.
Yeah, whatever, I'm bloody.
Who's got the blood amulet? Who's got that could negate it?
It just gives you a minus 2 to the attack.
Unless you disable
my beast into flanking on the witch.
She compels Mr. Bitey Bite to attack Chris.
Awesome.
Actually, no, he was over here. He was here, so he attacks John. And then he moves.
Okay, so...
No.
No, I'm run away.
4 damage.
Oh.
You do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you took less damage from the hit than he would have with the miss.
Yeah, exactly. Naomi, you give me next.
Vengeful Strike. 9 plus 8 is going to miss her AC.
Yes, well.
Action point. He doesn't have an action point. He used his action point already.
Okay. Naomi?
Okay, so I'm going to move to her.
What's your speed?
6.
You can't move without drawing an opportunity attack. These are, oh no, they're difficult terrain. You can get over them. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, so I'm going to slap her one.
Bring it. Horrible price. So you can actually, you started within the range, so she'll get you to do an attack after this.
15 versus AC.
That'll miss. She compels you to attack Adam. Basic attack.
Eight damage.
Okay. Her turn. What does she do?
She hasn't attacked yet.
I'm bloody.
Oh yeah, now you get your attack. That was your attack. No, you rolled this on your attack. She did the compel after. Okay, let's see. What do we got?
Put a bloody marker on
the trailer. I got you. You are now a little bit. She teleports.
She's prone, so it doesn't matter.
Would that count as a move for my immediate interrupt?
It's a move action. What does it say?
I think it has to be the hunter, an enemy within 2 squares of moves. I get to shift 5 squares until the end of the turn. Do you want to take extra damage to that person?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
She's invisible, so you guys don't know where she ends up. Oh. Actually, she's not going to go there. You move, and then I'll place her on the board.
Oh, sure.
Due to your hardiness, you have more than proved yourself worthy of.
I'm just gonna I'll shift here then.
Okay.
She's gonna go on the opposite side of the board.
Yeah, I realize. I
she makes a burst attack. Because she's invisible, it won't provoke an opportunity attack, but it will make her visible. She targets it here, so we'll get these 4. So this is. Oh, it's area burst 2. Even better. Hang on. If she drops it there, will she get everyone? She'll get more of you. Okay, so she drops it here, so it'll get everyone. These will not be. This guy will not. So we'll start over here. So this is versus Will. On the rogue here, Billy crits. well, he's targeted, but we'll come back to him. Who's this guy with the sides?
Me.
15 versus Will.
Miss.
Adam versus your Will. 20.
Yep.
Naomi versus your Will. 11.
No.
Mr. Bitey Bite. 25 versus your Will. That's her. And against the bad guy. 20. That'll hit his Will as well. Okay. So everybody who got hit except the crit is going to take, 18 damage.
I'm down.
The crit guy takes 20.
And Mr. Bitey Bite's 22. Dead. And Billy is?
Billy dead as well? 22 damage. It'll knock
that like 8.
He's 1 from
okay.
Negative.
Did you get hit? And you did not get hit?
I did not get hit.
Okay. And this guy got hit. He's
booyah!
As well. So that'll just kill him outright. Okay.
So right now,
she uses her action point. actually, so she did her move. She did standard. And she's gonna make a ranged attack.
As for Orlando and Juliana.
No, she's next to John there. She's gonna attack him. She's -2 because she's prone. 10 versus AC, that'll miss. That was one of her 2 action points. Okay, John, then Trevor, then Chris. So John, you're within the range.
She's still prone, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So, do you have range attacks?
Shift back 1.
Do you have range attacks?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, she compels you to make a range basic attack against Naomi before
range
you turn.
Basic.
They're like, okay, well, Orlando.
He's low. That'll hit. 6 plus that 10 damage.
Okay, now you can do your thing.
Okay.
Trevor, you're gonna be next.
Yeah.
You guys are doing good. You were whittling down her hit points fast, and then.
Thong couch shot on him.
Striker in the group this time.
Crit!
Nice.
Okay, that is 14 poison damage. Anyone that.
Your magic weapon?
Yeah.
You get an extra d6 on
it. Oh, yeah.
14 plus
3.
So 17.
Any, including her, if anyone ends your turn next to her, takes 4 damage.
That's fine. Just remind me on her turn.
And I'm done.
Okay, Chris, where are you?
I am.
Did you just hit me? Yes, I did. Trevor, are you within 3? No, you're not.
Alright, what's his status?
He's unconscious. And all right. So is he.
So,
hey,
can get them both.
If you don't move, you're taking full damage.
Yeah, okay. And Cure Light Wounds.
You're taking full damage.
I'm two spaces away from him.
And Healing Word.
That's all.
I thought Cure Light Wounds was the daily.
No, Cure Light Wounds is the encounter. Oh, I didn't use Cure Light Wounds. Okay. I used
the
healing
last
word.
Time. Did you?
I used
Healing Word.
Cure
Light Wounds.
Okay. Yeah. So Cure Light Wounds, you spend a healing surge, but you don't spend the healing surge. Yeah. And then Cure Light Wounds on him.
Do you mean Healing Word?
Healing Word, right.
Yep.
So you heal plus 3 and a surge.
So 10.
So I just got both of the unconscious people up.
There you go.
Yay me. No.
Yeah, you start at 0. Count up when you're hurt.
And I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to go over here so she can't reach me.
Cool.
Okay.
What?
Trevor, we did. Chris, where are you? You're too far away.
Yeah.
Okay, you get your thing and then Billy.
Okay, I am going to move here. And I am going to use Drunken Monkey.
Okay, you got a range attack on that?
Because Master of Spiral, all my melee attacks get increased range of 1.
That'll hit.
And let's see, that is 1d8. So that is 4. Oh yeah, and plus my d6. Awesome.
Billy, you're gonna be next.
Hold on. Okay, so it's.
Just get ready. She's gonna compel you to make an attack at the start of
turn. 16 damage, and then I get to push her into this guy and make her do a basic melee against it with a plus 3 to that.
Okay.
She's not gonna.
She rolled a 3, minus 2 for being prone, so 1 to plus 10, 11 is not gonna be enough.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, Billy, she does not compel you because you're too far.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? I assume you want to stand up?
Yeah, minor action, healing surge.
Yep.
I mean, second wind.
Yep.
So I'm no longer bloody.
Correct.
Ambush tricker in some fashion?
You've already moved.
I have?
Yeah. Yeah,
stand up counts as your move.
Okay.
You have a minor left.
Oh, no. Attacking while I'm still down?
Yeah, you can. But you'll take a negative 2 penalty.
Yeah, I'll stay down because I'm getting plus 3 from the attack. No, wait, I can't move on. No.
You can move. Have the power save for the ambush strike. I just say move
up to my speed.
Okay, so you're fine. So you can crawl wherever you want. So
I want to be 5 away from her.
Oh. Back.
And not adjacent to them to be flanking.
There you go. You're fine. Fire away. That should hit, but do the math. Yeah, that'll hit.
Yeah,
even with the penalty.
18 plus 8 minus 2.
Thanks.
Plus 3.
How much damage?
3d6 plus 6. Oh, 16 damage.
16.
Blast.
Huh?
God.
Blast.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pick which one you like.
Anything else? This guy moves up. Tax misses. Adam, then Naomi. Where's Adam?
Right beside
did
you.
Hit me?
No, he missed.
Behind me.
Okay, Adam, are you conscious?
Yep.
Oh, but he ended his turn next to the Zivo ended his turn next to the hag. 4 points damage.
Friday. This Friday.
Adam, what are you doing?
Stand me. And I will charge Mrs. Hag.
You're taking 4 points of damage if you end it next to her.
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Roll it up.
7 plus 8 plus 1, so 16 misses.
Not enough. She compels you to attack Naomi.
9 plus 8, so...
Basic attack? So
17. Nope.
You take 5 damage per miss. Naomi!
Plus the 4 from him.
Oh, so I'm gonna smack the shit
she
out of
slides you and then compels you to attack Adam. You'll have combat advantage for this, so basic attack plus 2.
I hit him.
Good. Roll up the damage.
8.
Still standing? No?
I have to heal you again.
Okay, what would you like to do? That move was just compulsion, so you get your own, you get a move attack.
Okay, I'll roll.
Okay, so I'm gonna
it's not my fault I'm a fucking good shield. I meant to get hit.
Pound on her?
Yeah, I'm gonna pound on her. I'm gonna minor
Adam. Defend this roll to make sure they miss.
Yep. I'm gonna beat the shit out of her.
15 doesn't do it.
Okay. It's her turn.
What is she going to do?
We're finishing up. Did it start in a second?
Okay, so we'll have to know. Okay, she's going to make a range attack from prone. So, Naomi, you got a basic attack. Okay. Stands up. And then, who's this?
Me.
She targets you.
We're doing delay or something.
Actually, no, she can target Chris. She's healthy.
This Monday?
19 versus Will.
A week today.
That is a hit.
Oh, okay.
3 plus 4.
No, yeah, next Monday, I mean.
14 damage.
Okay.
She slides you to there.
Okay.
Okay. John.
All right, yeah. Since he's not prone.
Do you have a range attack?
Yes.
Okay, so slides you.
I don't care. I have Gilded Lotus.
And compels you to shoot at Chris.
That'll three down.
You take 5 points.
Lovely. Still not bullied. Perfect. I draw a card. Okay.
I love Trevor, you're going to be next.
I'm using Winter Spirit on her. 18 plus 5, that hit. Yep. And that's 7 plus 5, that's 13 damage, and she's immobilized.
No problem.
And
she
can
teleport, so she's fine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
She'll take an opportunity attack.
All right, I'll accept it.
14 versus AC?
Miss.
Trevor, where are you? You're out of compulsion range, so you do what you want.
1...
Yeah, break your legs.
All over. 3, 4.
Man, you guys clumsy.
First thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna use. Well, let's use Dwarven Resilience. Just to get me out of bloody.
Yeah, are you going to make an attack though?
Yeah.
Okay, do that first, please.
Oh, okay. So,
Chris, you'll be next. And you are in compulsion range.
Okay. I will do Burn of Emergency. And I'll not use that yet.
You go ahead and do the compulsion. Yeah, Burn of Emergency. Going to have you attack him.
Well, that's a 6. 7, 9.
So, that's 14. First AC.
Wow. 18's not going to hit, is it?
Versus AC, no.
Yeah.
Does a 14 hit your armor class?
Actually, no, minus 2. But yeah.
Never mind. Okay.
So 5 damage.
Anything else?
An effect is hit or miss, right?
Effect is hit or miss.
All right, I get to push her 1.
Okay.
She's also...
So I'm going to...
She's immobilized. Is that...
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Chris,
so I don't take poison damage. Hooray!
Oh, no. That ended a while ago on my turn.
It's Chris, then Billy.
Well, you never too
okay, safe. I'm gonna play this rallying cry. Allies within 5 squares of me can shift 1 square or move 3 squares if it's moving closer to me. So if anybody wants to shift 1 square out of the range of this, or
I don't think anybody. You're the only one.
Actually, I'm moving to but if I move here, that counts as
about terrain. Tour.
No, but does that count moving 5? Can I shift this way?
Yeah, I might. Well, you're in the general direction.
I don't understand your question.
Oh yeah,
I might need to.
Never mind. I'm actually going
to. Well, he wants to do a burst, so I don't think it's a good idea to move towards our 3.
Can I
do that? 4.
Yes.
And 5.
Okay, well, I'll let everybody else do their moves first, okay?
Rallying cry is awesome, isn't it?
1. Oh, I'm not bloody.
You only need to move 1 unless you move closer to you. You're already close.
And I heal 8, so 24.
Okay. I am going to move 1 forward, and I'm going to use 5 storms. And I'll start on the Zivort.
I forgot it was in this.
So that is 15. Oh, 17 versus Will.
Yep.
Okay. So 7 damage.
Yeah,
and
I told you
the minions.
I need to even take it off.
Yeah, 17 on the die.
Oh, never minions when we face them.
So 5 plus my center to flurry blow. So yep. That's 14 damage. And I am gonna push her. She
still
this
has
way.
100 health.
No.
Slide
okay.
Why? Okay. Fine.
Not out of my range. Not out of my range.
Well, withering
so. So do you want me? Okay. Then do you want me to leave her there, or do you want me to slide her 1? Or
you can go 1, but no more.
Okay.
She has to be. I can only move 1 square, and she has to be within 5 squares of me once I'm done.
Move 1.
Okay.
Move 1. Move 1.
Okay. So I'll move her 1 then.
Yeah. Thank
okay.
you. I'm out of compulsion Billy. Range.
Yeah, 3 is fine. I guess.
Oh my, good thing I moved the
crawl.
Okay.
Ambush trick.
Okay.
Come on, hit. For the love of all you find holy hit.
For the love of any god.
Be close, give me the number.
Minus 2 plus 1. 21, 22. 22, I think.
What's the number? Does that include your minus 2 for being prone?
And then plus 3 for combat advantage.
Plus 2 for combat advantage.
Sorry, plus 2, yeah.
So that'd be a wash. Yeah. So, what did you get?
22?
21, I think.
Can you do the math 21. For me again?
Sorry, again. Roll 13.
What's a plus?
Plus 8.
So 21.
21.
Okay.
21.
That'll hit.
3d6 plus 6.
Damn it.
10. And 16 damage.
Okay.
Hey, it's double digits.
Those guys are gone.
Consistent
Adam.
Double digits. Yeah.
Stand and charge.
Basically, as long as I roll more than minimum.
When you stand, she compels you to attack Chris.
No. I hate the compelling.
It's even worse than that.
I'll hit.
Well, what was it?
14 on the die plus 8.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, 11 damage.
Okay.
Then awesome, I am bloody.
Charger?
Yep.
Okay.
I attacked you for
5.
I talked to him in snake.
38, go.
Hit. 17 plus 8 is going to hit her.
Naomi, you're going to be compelled to attack her, so you can do that now.
7 damage.
7?
I rolled a 1.
So oh, yeah, you take 5 for the damage. Okay, Naomi, your turn.
Well, just slightly synergizes. Three white.
Wait, if you're in the negative, if you're in the
No, I'm not. That's not how I'm counting.
No, she's not bloody.
I rolled an 18. So 10 damage.
No one cares.
Okay. Oh, look at that. It's her turn again. Okay.
Everybody's been doing consistent damage to her. She's
still
not dead.
I start giving her
dead.
The finger.
Question.
Well, attack me. I dare you.
If I push her past an ally, does that ally get an opportunity attack?
No, not for a force move.
I have been.
Who immobilized her?
Logging indoors.
Me.
How long did that last?
Into my next turn.
So she's moving.
So is she good to go now? Or
yeah, she's good.
Because John's turn's next. So did you get her on your last turn or the turn before that?
My last turn.
So she's still immobilized,
yes.
Is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's going to start by attacking Adam. 17 versus AC.
No.
And then she's going to try and attack you again. Crit.
No, you don't. Play when the hit. You miss, but I'm weakened.
Okay.
Thank you.
What is that? This is kind of...
John.
When he hits, and then...
All right.
Did she kill me?
Where are you?
I'm right here.
You're too far away.
Perfect. Draw a card.
Oh,
useless.
But you're not weak until the next turn, so
yeah.
Move while you're
well, yeah, I'm going for Spider Spirits.
Just 12
plus 20.
You're doing the worm.
20 in total.
20 is not going to be enough.
Okay. Inevitable shot. I do it again.
Billy, you're sexy, and I
19 plus
that hits.
That's what? That's a 6.
The whole day I'm horrible.
6 plus 1d8.
It's my status.
I think that's the first time I facepalmed in a long time.
8 plus 4.
It's
8 plus 5, so
right
it's a...
I'm sexy 14. And I know
it's a gift. It's a gift.
Okay.
13 poison, that makes anything. And negative 2 pain to our defenses.
Trevor.
I'm on a...
Alright, so... 2, 3... I can't take a hard corner, right?
No.
Okay, so I'll provoke opportunity attack.
No, beside me, I have no aura. Just don't go near me next to the end.
Nope.
Alright. Wait, she has negative 2 defenses to our defenses.
She has mid-attack.
No. Cool. It's effect negative 2 pain to our defenses.
You're fine. You're good.
9 plus...
13,
dark
eyes, 20?
Versus, yeah.
One weapon, I just detect disadvantage. You have disadvantage? Because that's the only way I'll range it.
If I move during my turn, I get disadvantage.
Oh, 9?
That'll be enough. She only had 3 hit points left.
14. Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's see what happens when she gets smoked. The hag falls to her near knees, bitter defeat written upon her perfect face. Oh, Calbon, she says, would that I were a devil so that I might have your company in the hells. The beauty of the hag's form peels away as it takes the form of pure light, and she screams. When the light finishes pulling free, it flirts over to touch Juliana. Then it flies from the garden into a white dome nearby.
Sorath again, a twisted crone, is left silent.
I want the curb stomper.
Take me with you.
I want the curb stomper. No fair.
So,
I got the honor to do that.
Now we just have the conclusion of the story here. So
I stand up.
No.
At the topmost garden, two flower. Wait, we already read this part, didn't we? Okay. At the topmost garden, two flower beds of red and white roses flank a broad cobblestone avenue that leads to a dome structure of white stone. The light from Sorath went into that dome. Ragnar and Uma suddenly materialize in a toadstool circle nearby. You have succeeded beyond all we dared hope, Uma says. With the hag's power broken, all her enchantments are dispelled, and the palace is open to us once again. Fell deeds were done, says Ragnar with a grin. Now it's time for your reward. Okay. So, they, where do they go from here? I think they bring you somewhere. Yes. Okay, so they bring you guys back to the tomb where there was the original two spirits were held at the start of all this, where the Haga tried her initial ritual. And so, you know, it takes a while to get there. You have ample time to rest up. They provide you with some healing. Not that there's any more fighting, but they fix you up. So they bring you to the tomb. The Fae lead you inside the white dome. You see that from the inside, the dome is transparent. Within it is a tomb. Its occupants resting eternally beneath the sun and stars. Two white marble sarcophagi, one carved in the likeness of Porphyrio, the other Cirwen, are side by side upon a circular dais, an elegant fountain whose waters flow along a small channel before exiting the tomb in a waterfall along the back of the palace is all that separates the stone coffins. As everyone sort of clamors in and someone moves a little bit closer, when you touch the sarcophagus, it becomes transparent, revealing the perfectly preserved bodies of Porphyrio and Cirwen within. The waters within the tomb comprise the fountain All Heal, which earlier in the Avenger they had promised that they would allow you to drink from the fountain as part of a reward, and you would have been told that it basically grants a wish. So Uma gestures to the pure water bubbling up between the sarcophagi. This is the fountain All Heal, she says. Drink from it, if you will, and make a wish that was offered you. But let me drink first so that we can keep our promise that the fountain should not bind you to this isle. Uma takes a drink of water, then says aloud, I wish for the Archfey, Oren the Green Lord, and Tyranda the Summer Queen, to know what has come to pass here and to join us if they wish. Two forms materialize in the tomb. One takes shape amid the smell of thriving forest as a mighty male Eladrin, bedeckled in a mask of green leaves and clothes that look like living plants. His dark eyes grimly survey the room. The other form takes shape in a warm glow until a radiant female Eladrin dressed in gold, jewels, and blooming flowers appear. Her smile warms the chamber. All the Fae bow low to the newcomers, and if any of you guys are Fae, you would immediately recognize them and probably follow suit. All is as it should be. You have done a mighty deed, says Oren, looking at you. Yes, says Tenandra. Mighty indeed. You have earned your drink and freedom from its binding. But first things first, says Oren. Uma has partaken. Drink, Ragnar, and make your wish. Ragnar smiles and drinks, saying, I wish for prowess and the authority among the Fae that is my due. It is yours, says Tenandra. But freedom I do not grant you, Oren says, his voice rising. No, Ragnar, you shall be bound to this isle, its greatest master and greatest servant. To those who call this place home, you shall ever after be known as the Green Man. The name of Ragnar forgotten. Now go. Ragnar disappears into a flurry of falling leaves. Uma, says Tenandra, you shall take the place of Rosalind on the Bald Hill, serving the Fae of this island for me. Tenandra smiles. I know you wish it. With a bow and a sad smile, Uma says, yes, my queen, I wish to remain here for a while. Now, hero, says Oren, drink and wish. Unburdened by the price, the fountain unburdened by the price the fountain exacts. What shall you have?
Can I go first?
Yes. So obviously, you can wish for pretty much whatever you want, and we'll work it all out. It's unfortunate that with these adventures that you don't get to continue to play these characters, because depending on what you wish for, this would be a perfect jumping off point for something great. So I know, Chris, you've been here for every session pretty much, so we'll let you go first. What do you want?
I wish to ascend to godhood.
I want to be a genie!
At least, so you'll be the god of uselessness?
So. He'd be one bestowing you one.
Like, you know what? I'll just ask
so,
for a great back.
I could, but...
So Oren and Tenandra sort of chuckle and they laugh. They said even the power of the All Heal is not without limits. you know, the wish must be within our ability to grant, and unfortunately such a grandiose request is beyond our power.
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
Yeah. But we find your jest humorous, and thank you for the humor you have brought to this, you know, very serious undertaking. So what do you really wish for?
I wish for the capacity to freely travel between the Feywild and the natural realm whenever I wish.
Okay, that is certainly an acceptable request. They produce a scroll with a ritual, and they give it to you, and they say, "This is for your eyes. You are the only one who will be able to read this, and you can perform this ritual once a day, and it has the power to basically do a round trip once per day."
Cool.
I know what I want.
Who else has been here? John, you've been here, so you.
Yeah. I asked for that. There's a certain blade I require that allows me to rend the souls of my victims.
Okay. Yes, they're like.
Most likely cap. Steal the. Bring the souls into the blade. Enhancing.
Yeah. Yeah. So they ask you. They say, reach. Take the blade you have now, and put it into the water of the fountain.
And
when you withdraw it, it will have the imbuement you want. So from a mechanics point of view, magic items, it can make a uncommon item up to 4 levels higher than the character's level after the adventure. So basically up to level 8, because the character should be level 4 by the end of the adventure. So assuming what you've asked for is within that power limit, then you'd have it.
Perfect.
Okay.
And I named my sword called the Soul Reaver.
Nice. Okay, so Adam, you've been here for a bunch of these. What do you want next?
A harem filled with a boatload of Eladrin women.
Let's stab you with the soul evil, Captain of the Soul.
The Orin says that there are indeed many creatures that would find you attractive and would be willing to perform the services you're requesting. We will provide you with a pass and a map through the Feywild, and on your own power, you can go to these areas, and you know, you will be the master of your own destiny, the master of your own domain, so to speak, and we foresee that your wish will be fulfilled. And he provides you with a map, and Tanandra sort of makes some notes on it. She puts like little symbols and smiley faces and hearts in certain areas, like indicating, like, you know, this is where you find women. There are 3 out of 5 stars, and here you
can get 5 out of 5
stars. And she gives you a little. She gives you the, you know, on the map with her magic. Yeah, she's like, here you go.
Your charisma score goes to 20.
Yeah, and basically that's what she says. She's like, you know, during interactions with fae creatures of the opposite sex, you will have incredible.
What if I wanted the male sex? Two.
Okay, of both sexes.
God help us.
Okay, so newbie characters. Philly, what would you like?
Perpetual combat advantage.
You just don't like sleeping and shooting.
Yeah.
Really?
Either that or the crossbow can be better, I guess.
Well, preferably the combat advantage. So that what they can do is they said once per day you can reach into the, so I assume you've got a backpack, but once per day reach in your backpack and it will produce a random amount of magic arrows. There's ammunition you can get that when you use them it automatically grants combat advantage. And so if this was a game going forward, I would say every day you roll 1d6, that's when you've got, so that way there's some balance. You may have as few as 1, you may have as many as 6, and you would use those in situations where you can't get combat advantage otherwise, which during normal
like fight, if I need to stand up,
yeah. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yep.
I like it.
I wish for immortality.
Again, they're like that. Even that is beyond our power. However, we can. What race was your character? The dwarves already have a extensive lifespan, but we can double your normal expected lifespan, which should allow your character to live for easily another 100 to 200 years beyond your normal expectation. You would also gain a permanent +2 bonus to all death saves.
It's core.
+2 bonus to death saves, saving throws against poison effects, which I think your racial bonus would already supersede, and checks against disease.
How about a shield that can block any attack?
Well, you already made your wish.
Yeah. Too late! What would you wish for?
I'm sexy and I know it.
You should wish for something you don't already have.
Wish for my crossbow to be better.
I wish for his crossbow to be better.
Unlimited healing word. I want to be able to heal the world. Make it a better place.
They cannot provide it unlimited, but what they can do is during encounters you can use the power one more time than you would normally be able to. So at the low levels you'll be able to use it 3 instead of 2, and then at higher levels you use 4 instead of 3. Hey, that can be huge. If you do 4 encounters, that's potentially 4 more per day. Okay, so after the wishes are granted, the NPCs that you've encountered along the way have all been present, and they say their goodbyes, and they offer to have this giant feast in your honor. And
he's
so everyone gets to to have a great time, and then the following day, everyone has to say their goodbyes. Also, at this point, Orlando and Juliana would have been reunited, and they're like, they need some alone time because it's been a while. And but now they're back. So when it's time to leave, so Taranda begins. She says, "It is time to say goodbye, and you must return to your own land." Says Orin. Except for you, see if we got a pre-exist, and we'll see you again, I'm sure. As for Orlando and Juliana, says Taranda, the innocents in this game, they can stay if they wish. Whether you rise to greatness or live peacefully here, says Orin to the two, this palace is yours now. And so. Again, for the characters that have played the whole time through, the background at the original beginning of the adventure was that you would have some personal ties to these two, like you would know who they are and their importance and significance to their families of the real world. So you would have the option to try and convince them to come with you if you feel that's the way to go. But it's totally in your hands to make that decision. But again, since half of you guys haven't been here for the background, I'm just going to sort of skip that and say that they're content to stay here. So
we'll just get him.
They basically say we're going to stay here, and please pass words to our family that we're here and we are happy and all that jazz. So when that's all done with, Taranda says to you, when you awaken, it will be as if from a dream. The oracle in the crystal cave shall remain a boon to the world for all time. The crossing shall hereafter be closed to all but the innocent seeking refuge. And you. Perhaps we shall meet again, but for now, sleep. And she basically, you guys all fall off to sleep. With the exception of Adam,
saving
you awaken
throw.
In the warm sun in a meadow full of wild flowers on the edge of the Sildane Forest. Crystal Brook is within sight, its gates open. Upon traveling to either of those places, you realize that 3 weeks have passed since you left. Basically, time works differently. For each day you're in the Feywild, 1 week passes. So, Juliana
there for 3 days.
Yeah. Juliana and Orlando were gone for 2 weeks before you found them, so they'd actually only been in the Feywild 2 days. And their first day, if you recall, was pretty uneventful. It was the second day when all hell broke loose. So, let's see. They don't come with you, so you don't do that. The leaders, Lady Tamora and Lord Carrick, obviously would want to know what's happening, so again, it's assumed that the characters would be more or less truthful about what's gone on. The two leaders believe the characters' account of events on the island to be truthful and hold a feast in the party's honor. Again, another feast. The leaders dispatch hunters and wardens to recover the original search party's bodies if necessary, if you forgot to bring them back. In Crystalbrook and the Sildane Forest, the characters enjoy the status of heroes. Count Varys honors his original promise and return upon the return of the characters. He gives everyone the 50 gold pieces. If you recall, he gave 50 up front, 50 at the end. And publicly awards each one a silver medal of honor. Characters are also celebrated in Cyber. So, and you get a whole bunch of XP. So again,
if
we were to continue to play, this would all be great stuff for ongoing adventure.
Demand him give me more gold.
You could build up NPCs and all the rest of that. So that's the end.
I melt down the silver medal into earrings.
So I'm gonna kill this.